This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. U.S. Representative Gabe Evans began today by suggesting at a press conference that Colorado officials had failed to share critical information with federal authorities about the man suspected of the Boulder firebombing attack, namely that he tried to buy a gun last year but was denied because of an immigration status.
I can't help but wonder if this attack might have been prevented.
It turns out that Colorado did notify Homeland Security officials promptly. Months went by, but the feds took no action that might have stopped the attack. In response to that information, Evans' office said the automated notice was not enough and Colorado's own anti-terrorism office should have investigated the man. Meanwhile, the suspect's family is scheduled to have an immigration hearing Friday. That's after a federal judge last week blocked the Trump administration's attempt to deport them. CPR's Haley May reports that Mohammed Soleiman and his family were living in Colorado Springs.
We're still a little unclear about the family's legal immigration status. We know that Soleiman himself applied for asylum in 2022, and it's believed that his family is listed as dependents on that application. ICE has detained Soleiman's wife and five children, but their next hearing is June 13th. And we should note that ICE would have to prove that the family knew something about the attack or participated in some way in order to try and deport them. But if that's the case, it's likely local authorities would want to file charges against them and prosecute them here. Right now, Soleiman is the only one charged in this case.
That's CPR's Haley May. It's just about 5:06. This is CPR News.